years of radio. Radio Moments.
We start this week in 1933, and the BBC trumpeted its first woman announcer, Sheila Borrett. But there were worries even before her first broadcast. BBC historian Kate Murray.
The Radio Times, ahead of her first broadcast, they said here, we foresee panic among the horsehair armchairs, retired colonels muttering darkly over their muffins.
Sheila Borrett lasted just 3 months in that role. Over 10,000 people complained, and it was said that most of those were women. She did, though, go on to enjoy success in drama. Same era now, really, this week in 1926, and we heard the beginning of the first dramatised radio serial. It was called Hilda Chamberlain's Ghostly Fingers, and that's thankfully all I know about that. If you're of a certain age, getting into radio when sweaty road shows was the way in and you used to scribble your name on the records, here's a voice you will remember.
When a man wears denim, the aftershave that's as cool as the clothes he wears.
The voice of Bill Mitchell, one of the world's most distinctive voiceovers ever. He died this week 16 years ago. Bill was a Canadian, and for a generation his voice was everywhere.
When I was about 12 years old and my voice was changing, I got the mumps. I actually used to be a caller at Shura, and I was silent for approximately 3 weeks. And my voice changed at the same time I got the mumps. So I was silent for about 3 weeks, and then suddenly I opened my mouth and this came out.
Bill Mitchell, who died this week 16 years ago.
Monroe Jack, spreading sunshine on 303.
And this week in 1995, farewell to this voice.
Hello again, and this is it. The last sounds easy until who knows when. But let's not think about that for the moment. Instead, let's just be philosophical.
Alan Dell from Luxie, the light programme in Radio 2, said to be John Peel's inspiration. Alan was the second ever UK chart presenter. He died this week 18 years ago. Radio Caroline was the one determined offshore station which defied the law and continued. Even when its ship was sunk, it found a new one. So this week in 83, it began broadcasting from the Ross Revenge.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Radio Caroline on 319 metres, 963 kilohertz. I'm Tom, and for the next hour, I'd like to take you on a couple of musical journeys through the past two decades. We're going to start with the Zombies, and She's Not There.
Being on board Radio Caroline was just the best feeling ever, but you can't beat the feeling of actually being on a little fishing boat and coming up to this big red ship in the middle of the North Sea, and you could hear the music coming from it if whoever was on air had the porthole open, and you'd hear this music and it would kind of like pull you in, and then you'd climb on board. And it was just like no other feeling on this earth. Nothing will ever come close to that.
Caroline Martin reflecting on life on board the Ross Revenge, which became Radio Caroline's home this week 30 years ago. By the late 60s, British radio listeners didn't hear too many radio ads, but we did hear them on Radio Luxembourg, which was huge back then. And this week in 68, some new ads were heard on that station, part of a campaign which Ad Supremo David Ogilvy suggested was the best campaign ever.
This great big land, the big flavoured Marlboro brand.
Come to Marlboro country.
Part of the Marlboro Man ad campaign created by Leo Burnett from this week in 1968, when cigarette commercials were legal here, but commercial radio wasn't. Happy 70th birthday this week to this chap.
Nobody, can I just be absolutely clear about this? Nobody said to you at any time or to anybody on your staff who would then report to you at any time, look, we've got this Newsnight film going out. Newsnight should already light a few bulbs with you, surely. But we've got this film going out on Newsnight that is going to make massively serious allegations about a senior political, former senior political. Nobody even mentioned, in the context that we now understand, nobody even mentioned it.
No.
Isn't that extraordinary?
John Humphreys, of course. John's been on the Today programme now for 26 years. Happy birthday, John. So, with James Whale joining LBC this week 5 years ago, UKRD being formed 13 years ago, and Capital acquiring XFM London 15 years ago, those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio.